Oh, hey, Naomi, since you've never been to Disneyland before, let me give you a little bit of advice. Head towards the ride Goliath first, because there's always a long line for that, and do that one.
I just want to ride the teapots over and over again until I like vomit, and then I'm done.
Also fair.
All right, I'm not going to lie. Goliath is at Six Flags. I just was hurt that you don't listen to our podcast.
Something I care about.
Steve, where's Goliath? Where's the fucking Goliath?
No, only several like, miles theme park. That way. The only theme park I've been to is Kings Island in Ohio. I'm from Ohio originally. So,
oh, cool.
Cool.
Ohio.
Yeah.
That's always my joke of what's round on the side and high in the middle. Ohio.
Me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Girl Dad Girls.
Just jumping right in.
Yeah, I'm one of your hosts, Bree St. Marie. We have that QT Danny B as always, and Miss Michaelaville. And we have the lovely Naomi Schoolcraft.
Oh, Naomi. Wait, is that really your last name, Schoolcraft?
Yeah.
That's super cool.
One thing I was born with that I still have.
I like.
Ha! What about that prostate we were talking about earlier?
I still have, Frank, the next like month and a half, I do have like the mister. He'll be going away. It's
fine. Wait, are you, you're getting... Doing the surgery.
I got a consult for it, and they
scheduled my consult here in New York for August 23rd, 2026.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I'm going with mid-June, so I'll be in San Francisco.
Oh, fun! That's all. Well, congratulations. Ooh. That's like the zenith. That's
super awesome. You know, ladies, I was looking for my prostate a couple days ago, but I couldn't find it. Herman was getting in the way.
I can give you a hand.
Herman the hemorrhoid. Oh, you would. Thank you.
Anyways, well, Naomi, welcome to the show. Naomi, will you tell all three of our listeners a little bit about yourself?
To the three of you, I am a cis woman who, no, I was born in Ohio. I'm a trans woman. I live in California. I do a lot of things. I executive produce documentaries. I occasionally model. I don't know what else I do.
Hold up. Rewind. Did you say that you're
transgender?
I've never heard of such a thing in my life.
No freaking way.
Give me a little run.
Actually, Naomi is the reason. Naomi saved my life, actually. She's kind of my hero. Because I almost went with a doctor for my FFS who would have butchered me. And luckily, Naomi was so kind as to alert me to said fact. And not only that, but also point me to the doctor that I did go with, Dr. Jumaley, out in L.A. And I will say over and over and over again, Jumaley saved my life. And so, therefore, Naomi, you're like my grand lifesaver. Or regular lifesaver.
I was like, I'm your grandma. No, you're very welcome. The guy that you were going to go to is a joke, frankly.
Yeah.
And... Well, I consulted with him because he asked me to. Like, I didn't approach him. He approached me. And it went so poorly that I ran for the hills. And anytime I hear anybody is going to go to him, I'm like, why? And then I approach you, tell you, like, what are you doing? And then you're like, it's going to be fine. I'm like, all right, but.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, I started to realize that there was a little bit of something off. Uh-oh. When, like,
what's happening again?
Does it freeze again? Am I back?
Hey, you put that mug down. Put that mug down. You can't plug that shit.
Where's the button to blur? Where is it?
The but yeah, like when I was having a consult with him and he got mad at me for asking questions and I was just like, that doesn't seem right. Because he was like, well, he said something and he said it kind of with an upwards inflection. And so I thought it was a question. So I answered and he goes, no, that wasn't a question. I was telling you. I was like, okay. Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, no, yeah. He doesn't know most of the things that are needed for trans women. He doesn't know how to do type 3 cranioplasty. He doesn't do any jaw work whatsoever. Most of what he does is soft tissue, and it can only get you so far. But what he does for your forehead
works better when it's hard.
Like I told you before, like he just kind of like sands it down, and I was like, that's going to give you a really thin wall, right? I asked him, what happens if you get in a car accident, right? Because like that could they could literally make your skull explode.
That's a good question.
His response was, don't get in a car accident.
There it is. Yeah.
So
that is terrifying. And yeah.
When I asked him about the jaw, he was like, well, Angelina Jolie has a strong jaw and she's not a man. She doesn't look like a man. I'm like, yeah, but she also has like the proportions of a fucking model. So I don't know. The guy's a joke.
Yeah.
I'm glad Jamali knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He's been super I'm not
going with him. I consulted with him twice. I went with Jordan Deschamps probably. So,
but he's dreamboat. But yeah, I don't know. I'm realizing now that like it's been I'm worried that Jumaili may not be proud of what he did because like he still posts these. I don't know if y'all watch his Instagram, but he posts pictures of him like rubbing down somebody's face and he pets him a little bit and then he snaps his finger and then they're flat and he's like, I was like, did he not appreciate? Maybe he didn't appreciate my face because I didn't get petted while I was under. All I did was. Aww.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
What I'll say is this. Look, it's not about the clout. It's not about being posted. It's about how you feel. So remember that you feel better about what you have when you look in the mirror, that's all that matters.
Hell yeah.
Right?
I love it. And
I just avoid the mirror.
You should.
Thank you. Blow mirrors. On anything with
did you hear that what Bree did to me when Jumaili was about to put me under?
Yes.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, you told me, and I was like,
"Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did. Yeah."
The entire internet has heard my soundtrack.
I was like, "I had never watched that awful movie."
Well, hey, you had a chance to pay me back on April 18th.
Oh yeah. Guess what? You're going under like just DMX.
Yeah, but you don't know who my doctor is or a surgeon is, so you can't even
call everybody in New York and North Carolina wherever you live. So Naomi. So tell us.
I have a question right here.
Mika, go.
Naomi, you told us off air. I think was it off air anyway that you're currently single. So my question is, what's your type? Your type, yes.
Yeah. My type, honestly, is just somebody who doesn't put too much emphasis on the fact that I'm trans. I really don't want any emphasis at all. I just want somebody who respects me, who's kind to me, and somebody who's good looking doesn't hurt. So nothing special. Like, I just want respect, right? Give me respect. Give me kindness. Give me patience. And yeah, that's all I want.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, what's more important? If you met someone who was an amazing kisser, but they were bad at sex, or vice versa, great at sex, but an awful kisser, what would you prefer?
I can teach someone to kiss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want the sex. Yeah.
Nice. Hmm. Nice.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, kissing is so much more like it's such a like team thing too. So it's like. I don't think I've really ever been with a bad kisser because you can make up for that
a little bit. I've been with a bad kisser. Mm-hmm. I've been with a few.
Same. Maybe I'm the bad kisser. Shit.
Are you the one out of the two of you that opens your mouth way too wide and gets tongue?
Yeah, wait. I thought that was a good thing to do. I thought that's the wider your mouth, the more you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and you're supposed to include the nose, right?
You're supposed to like stick your tongue up the other person's nose.
Yeah, right. Just go back and forth from right to left nostril.
Yeah, if their like nasal cavity isn't just completely wiped out by the time you're done,
I think kissing a bad kisser is kind of like a dance. You kind of have to take the lead, right? And kind of steer them in the right direction. But if there's too much like saliva, then there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if they're just a drooler?
If you ever kiss someone, then you were done, you're like,
yeah.
Thank you for that.
I feel like Bill Murray and Ghostbusters when you're done. Bad. Yeah. I want to get slime. No.
Well, I guess you can always, I mean, that's the good thing about like kissing somebody is you can always kind of like reel back and be like, hold on, let's do this again. Like you can kind of, it's a little bit like, it's like,
that's kinda, not my mouth, that's my butthole.
A little like sociopathic. You can basically be like, I'm going to tell you what I want and you're going to do it. But yeah, no, I don't know. I found that kissing guys though is a lot harder than I would have ever thought, because I didn't realize how like, especially if they
what part
like,
are you kissing?
What?
What?
Especially if the guys like they respect me as like a trans woman, they're gonna like be a little bit more dominating and masculine. I found that people who don't respect me kind of treat me like they're like kind of like go into it like they're kissing a dude, and I'm like, I appreciate that because you're letting me take the lead because I know what I'm doing and you don't. But I realize that you just think I'm a pretty dude and you just want to kiss a pretty dude.
I think a lot of the viewers for your podcast and mine are a lot of trans women, and many trans women haven't had that experience of kissing a man, or it's new to them, right? And so people do get worried about it. They do get afraid. And my general rule for everyone is relax. Make sure your lips aren't hard. You do not have to go in. Just keep it soft. Let them approach you. Don't push your lips out too much. Don't press too much. Let them lead. You're fine.
Yeah. That's all it
is. Okay. Now, when they get to the tongue part, I don't know.
Well, you know what I find hard about kissing guys? Because I was a guy for 30 something years.
What?
I'm so used to like kind of like grabbing the hips or like behind the head. It's hard for me to like go over like their head and like it's like, I don't know. It's like, or a like weird...
the Brillo pad of a beard. Yeah. It's like, wait, is that weird? Is that you?
I like,
I say, yeah, I've
when it comes to guys, I like a beard. I like the little bit of hairy chest a little bit. Mm-hmm. Hairy back, hairy arms, bulky, nice. But yeah, no, Brillo pad of a beard, come for me, like, please.
Hairy butt crack?
No, please, no.
Oh. So,
just me.
I guess, like,
I go in and shave it.
When you're mad at him, just grab a grip and yank it out.
Please.
He's excited. Just take the tweezers.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Okay, so in that same vein, let's say okay, so you're single and I don't know, you're at an Irish bar. This is my favorite hypothetical. And a guy comes up to you and you know, very well dressed and everything, and he wants to buy you a drink and talk to you. What's the best way for him to approach you, start a conversation up, and keep the conversation going?
Well, honestly, if a guy approaches me in earnest and just says, hey, like, I saw you, like, you're really pretty, like, I'd like to get to know you, like, just be respectful. And inevitably, at that point, I'm going to be like, thank you. Gotta say, I'm a trans woman, because I do disclose that. And
right away,
if they want to continue to talk to me, then they have to be okay with that. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, say, hey, I don't care, whatever. Like, do you still want to chat? Can I buy you a drink? Like, yeah.
It's
as hard as like you would think, I guess. Like, people always like act like it's like some difficult thing. No, just treat us like women. Well, we're fine.
Was there ever a time, because I'm still in this mode now where I assume that everybody's clocking me left and right, and the only people who stare are the ones who are like jealous of my shoulders, I guess, because apparently up here that's kind of a thing. They're like, you look like a linebacker. It's like, appreciate you. But I assume that everybody's clocking me. Is there like, I don't know, I feel like that's like a mental, maybe there's like a step that I'm not doing in my daily prep. Maybe I'm just not talking feminine. I can't do it enough. But like, what do y'all do to get out of your own head about that? About basically thinking that everybody's clocking you and that they just think you're if anything, you're just a pretty dude.
I mean, for me, honestly, I think everybody's clocking me too. No, I don't think that's accurate, but like my head thinks that, right? I think I passed probably for the most part. But I mostly just kind of like zone out and just whatever. Like I just live my life. If I got to go to Target, I go to Target. Like if people are looking at me, okay, whatever. Like basically it's not about necessarily ensuring that you're passing. It's more about not caring if you do. Making sure that you are at peace with yourself as much as possible. Because the body you have is the body you have. And you can adjust things over time. But coming to peace with, you know, your body is important for everybody, not just trans women.
I think one of the things that gets me, though, is when somebody comes up and they approach me and they want to talk, I have this mental crossroads where it's like, do I talk like this and kind of have a little bit more like feminine voice, or are they going to see or did they already clock me and they're like, why is it talking like that? But like, I assume that like, because when people come up to me at the bar and they're like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, good. How are you? And just, you know, in my normal voice. And I'm like, I wonder if that's like, they're like, wait, oh, I didn't know you were trans. Your voice is amazing.
Voice for people. And a lot of it is actually mannerisms. So something that people don't put enough emphasis on, in my opinion, is how you're behaving. So think like etiquette classes, right? Like when it comes to like, being a prissy lady, right? Like people used to take etiquette classes of like, this is how you walk, this is how you talk, this is how you use your hands, this is the kind of like silverware, etc. Right?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think trans women should do something like that oftentimes. I think it comes naturally for a lot of people. I think a lot of people still have some of those like built-in behaviors and mannerisms because you grow accustomed to it because it's what you're expected to do for so long.
Absolutely.
So I think if people are clocking people, because I know cis women who are taller than me, bulkier than me, and they very much pass as women. And it really is just their mannerisms. So I know there is someone named Monica Prada in San Francisco who focuses specifically on essentially etiquette for trans women.
Really? That's cool. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, she's somebody who I have talked to many times. She's lovely. Yeah, I recommend someone like that. Reach out to Monica or, you know, try to find an etiquette class near you. I know that people, especially with etiquette classes, can be kind of conservative given the subject matter. But you could also find stuff on YouTube, all of that. I've never done anything like that, but I do recommend that to people.
Well, especially because growing up in Culpeper, Virginia, it's, you know, there were defined lines of guys act like this, girls act like that. And after 30 years, because I'm only 30, of doing that, we decided that I'm 32 now, actually. It's just hard to break those habits. But that's a great point, is that, like, because we used to take, you know, we had cotillion. So you learn how to be a gentleman in cotillion. But that would be like, I have been trying to like sit up straight and like get posture correctors, because I've realized when I'm hunched over and walking, everybody's just like, when I was a dude, they were like, wow, he's probably really good at software. And now they're looking at me and they're like, wow, she probably used to be a guy who was good at software.
I think like the gist of it is like, just be flowy and relaxed, right? Like if you're stiff, if you're stiff, then you're going to kind of come across more like rigid, and that's firm and masculine and whatever. But if you like allow yourself to kind of like just relax a bit, like I think that's gonna help most people.
That makes sense. Before you ladies transitioned, were you at all like flamboyant men?
I was not ish. I was a dude.
Same.
But by effort. I didn't do it very well. I looked the part, but people always thought I was gay.
Oh, really?
Even though I looked the part.
See, I wasn't flamboyant, but I definitely wasn't like super manly. I was just kind of like a dorky guy, kind of like a geeky guy. But I don't think anyone had any suspicion that I was trans at all.
Yeah.
No, people didn't think I was trans. I mean, like, I the earliest I told anybody that I was trans was in like middle school. But yeah, people thought I was gay, but trans just wasn't a part of the lexicon. So I think nobody assumed.
That's so brave. Like, I did things like, you know, tried on clothes and everything when I was, you know, little. I think the first like memory I have is when I was like 5 years old asking my mom if I could be a girl when we were pretending. And she drunkenly didn't ask any questions about it because you don't do that in Virginia. But that's really brave of you to like actually confide in somebody. I know for me, I was terrified of this thing that made me different.
Like people are always like the girls are like, I'm just one of the guys. I'm one of the guys, right? Like, I actively, when I was in elementary school and shit, would say I was one of the girls. Like, it's just people were like, "Oh, look, it's cute." My mom bought me Barbies and baby dolls.
Can I ask how old you are?
How old am I? How old do I look, Mika?
Mika 21 and 3 months.
I turned 32 in December.
Okay. Yeah. See, I wish I could have talked to anybody when I was younger, but it just felt like such a wrong thing to be and do. And I was raised Catholic also, so religion was also kind of a part of it. But it's awesome that you could come out and talk to people about it at such a young age.
Yeah, I mean, when my mom was buying me baby dolls and stuff, my dad kind of was like, you're going to make him gay or whatever. And my mom was like, what, you're afraid he's going to be a good dad? Right. So like they really went through like mental loops of like trying to be like, no, it's normal. But I'm like, I'm sitting here with Jack and Rose, my Barbie and Ken. I'm just like, yeah.
It's so interesting. I mean, like now, you know, obviously from started a fucking podcast about it, very like open about it and like, yeah, cool. This is who I am. But I feel like there's like that defining line where you can like, before you tell that first person, you can basically say, no, I'm going to hide this and put it away. And you're like, it's like this embarrassment thing about you don't want to be different. And for some reason we convince ourselves that we're going to like disappoint our parents somehow. Cause like,
yeah, I was afraid of that, especially with my dad. Like I told my mom before I told my dad. The first time I told my mom was in like high school and I was like, my therapist says I'm trans. And then like, my mom was like, do you want to be a girl? And I was like, no. And then, and then I held off for a while and told her again, and she didn't remember the first time. But then I let my mom tell my dad. It was like during Thanksgiving a few years ago.
Y'all. Is that one of those like indelible moments? Like it's really like I always think back on the times when I told my mom and dad things like when I was like 5, and I can like place where I was, and I mean not maybe not what I was wearing, but like who I was around, the toys that I was playing with, because that's such like defining point in my memory. It's like just seared in there. Do you have any of those sorts of memories of like real self-realization about coming out?
It's weird. It was always kind of like there, like, and my partners going back as far as I can remember knew. And it caused me a lot of like mental anguish, legit, which I know it does for everybody, but like, no, it was really bad. And I don't know. I just never thought I would do it. I felt the right thing to do was truly just to be stronger about it. And if you saw what I looked like before, you'd be like, yeah, this is a guy that's like, be stronger, be stronger, be stronger. So I was very much like a be strong. And I think I just never really thought I was going to do it, you know?
Isn't there like, there's that time. I remember when like the first person that I told who like kind of the reason that sort of my straw that broke the camel's back. That feeling you get, and like, I mean, hopefully the people anybody who's listening, who's like, you know, about to egg crack, that feeling you get when like they, because you're constantly thinking, well, there's no way I could, like, I want to be a girl, but I can't. And then somebody's like, well, why can't you? And that sort of like that epiphany of, oh, I can. And certain, like, all these, say what?
So we have the technology.
Well, yeah. And like, and all these things that you thought, you know, like that you wished you could have done, like, you know, like I wish I could have, you know, worn a bathing suit, you know, bikini. I wish all these, and then all these, this flood, once that dam cracks, all this flood of just possibilities come out. And it's like the most freeing thing. But I feel like most people are too afraid of that dam cracking for whatever reason. But that feeling of elation afterwards is so nice.
It's the whole, once you let the cat out of the bag, you can't really put the cat back in the bag. Mm. Like, you can try, but depending on how far out the cat is, it's really tough. And like, you're always going to worry that someone's going to say something. Like, you could trust somebody, and then all of a sudden that friend who is currently your best friend, maybe you get in a fight. Are they going to tell your family? Or, you know, and I think that's where a lot of it comes from, is like, even one slip up, and you're just like, what do I do? Right? Like, but I think truly there is a feeling of elation, like you said, right? Like, once you do it, once you get over that hill, there it is difficult. And what I tell people, but like, it's better, right? Like, what I tell people is life was easier before an outside perspective, but it was torment for me. I hated myself. Everything else was easier. Now, though, I actually love myself. I truly do, but life's harder. And so, like, don't think that everything's going to be better in some way. Like, some things are going to be worse, truly. Like, it is difficult, but it's better to live a harder life as yourself, because you are with your mind 24/7, 365. Mm. You can escape the world sometimes, you know, you can go into your little oasis, you can have your, you know, your space, but you will never escape your mind. And so that's what I try to tell people when they are concerned about kind of the world and how things are. It's like, it depends on how bad it is for you, right? Like, if you are at a breaking point and you think that you are considering not being here anymore, then that's a point where you really have to really consider just doing it. Because at that point, what's the loss? I mean, give it a shot. That's what happened with me. I finally got to a point where I was like, I'm just not going to do it anymore. And then I was like, fuck it. Let's give it a shot. Let's go. And I did the injection, because I had my prescription. I had gotten it in February of 2021. I didn't inject until September of 2021. It was just on a shelf. And then one night I was like, and I never turned it back.
Nice.
Yeah. My rule was, I'm going to give it 2 weeks. And if, like, for that, even if at that moment I'm like, what if I shouldn't do this? Whatever. If over the course of that 2 weeks, I was overall happier, then I continue, even in that moment. And so each time I would do two more weeks, a month, another month. And like, it just never stopped. And I found that, you know, doing the testing round sort of thing, it did make things better. I felt better.
Yeah.
So one of the first things that changed for me was my mental state, and then my skin.
Well, I mean, that's like, that was back in 2017 when I took pills for a month, and then I went the other way, where I freaked out. I told myself I was too old, I was too tall, I was going to be an ugly girl. And so I went back in the closet for 6 years.
Hey, there are a lot of ugly girls out there.
That was, but yeah, I mean, one of those things is like, you never get old, or you never get younger, you always get older. Yeah, it's like, I always say that I traded the world hating me so I don't hate myself. And
yeah, exactly. And here's what I want to say to the age thing. People, I always heard before I transitioned to that you're never too old. But I really was like, look, after 18, I passed it. Like, I didn't start until I was 28. And I don't know, like, my journey has been surprising to me. I never thought, for example, that I would be walking a runway in LA. I thought that's that awesome. I thought I was gonna look like a guy in a dress. I never thought that I would be, you know, doing half the shit that I'm doing. I never thought I would date the people I've dated. I never thought. So basically what it comes down to is you never fucking know. You really just never know. Like,
but you'll be happier no matter what.
Yeah, that's right. And like, there are things that, like, if you can't afford surgery, there are things that you can do in the meantime. And insurance right now, especially in certain states, it does help more than a lot of people know. Like here in California, a lot of trans people don't know that it's required by law for your insurance company to cover things like FFS. So look up your laws, look up what's required of your insurance people. There's a lot of resources online. And so even if you feel like you might be an ugly woman, like I thought I was going to be an ugly woman, even if you feel that way, like there are resources. And even if you can't obtain those resources because of the state you're in, look at the things that are more pressing, because there are women with strong jaws. There are women with strong brows. But if your jaw really is, shoulders, whatever. If you are somebody who, you know, that's your biggest form of dysphoria, look at doing something slightly cheaper than surgery. Look at getting Botox in your masseter muscles, because that will change the shape of your face. Look at getting your masseter muscles. Yeah, so right here.
Oh, I thought you said masseter muscle.
Yeah, your masseter. Mine used to be, literally if I did this, my jawline would fit in there perfectly. Yeah. So the fact that it's like that is partially now my FFS, but a lot of it, the first thing was I got Botox here. And if you have TMJ or bruxism, then your insurance might cover those injections. So look into that. You could also get it here in your trapezius, so it can help your shoulders. You can get it here. Like, so there are solutions.
I want all of it.
Yeah. I say go to Reddit, talk to people, see what's out there. That's what I do.
That's super useful. I love that. You're just such a wealth of knowledge. And I mean, more than anything, it's just like, I love just hearing you talk. We do have a segment we like to do just kind of like to lighten things up a little bit called the Mika Minutes.
And it's time for the Mika Minutes.
Go.
Let's do it.
Here's the Mika Minute. The Mika Minute.
Right, here we go. Hi, Naomi.
Hi.
So, as said, we like to do something called the Mika Minute because we always talk about trans subjects and it gets a little stale, I think, so we like to change it up. I like to ask some random dorky questions just to kind of get to know you as a person. Are you ready?
No, let's go.
All right. I came up with these on the spot, almost always right before an interview. I should be more prepared, but let's see what we got today. Okay. If you could pair any Marvel character with any DC character to start in a brand new romantic comedy, who would you pick?
What would be the name of their dog?
I want Harley Quinn and Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel?
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So a lesbian movie. I like it. Oh. Ladies, who would you pick?
The Hulk, and because I think they'd be funny watching the Hulk in a rom-com. I don't know anybody from the other ones.
Talking Hulk or like Hulk Smash Hulk?
Hulk yes. Smash Batman.
I mean,
that'd be great.
Hey, he can smash anytime he wants.
Brie, who would you pick?
I mean, Deadpool 3 is already a rom-com, right?
Yeah, but Wolverine's already from Marvel.
Yeah, I know. I would probably go with The Flash and Green Lantern.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. DC.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Those are both DC.
You can say Quicksilver.
I was thinking Green Arrow.
Okay, yeah. The first Quicksilver, not the second one.
Oh, okay.
The goofier one.
Which one's Hulk from? He's from Marvel.
Yeah.
I'm a worse nerd.
I'm a really good nerd, surprisingly.
Well, I like your answer, Naomi. Okay, next question. If there was a zombie apocalypse, what would be your main weapon and your melee weapon? You're always judging my questions, Danny. I want to see you come up with some of these.
Hey, Mika, you know what you should do to practice some of these things? Is play me in Modern Warfare Zombies, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Can it be any weapon, even sci-fi weapons? Or does it have to be like
yes.
Real one? Ooh.
Any weapon?
Yeah. Any weapon.
Good question. All right.
Then I would want... Oh, shit. I want a sling ring from Doctor Strange.
Okay.
And a proton pack from Ghostbusters.
Oh, I like it.
I want to wreck some shit, and I want to get the fuck out.
Wow. That's a wow.
That'd be cool. What would you ladies pick?
I want the ray gun from Modern Warfare Zombies because I'm good with it, and the katana from Modern Warfare Zombies because I'm good with
ooh.
It.
Ooh. I like it.
I'm prepping for this by playing this game. Self-revive.
What about you, Bree?
Main is a pitchfork and melee is a rake. Be like what's a vicious
both?
Gardener,
what's
you know?
The difference?
Both?
Pitchforks.
Mika really wants to watch the zombies die.
Yeah.
Bree, but I don't know why I said Mika. But anyways.
Well, I've actually fired like actual guns in Vegas at the shooting range, and I don't like the heavy machine guns. I think I would pick
you
like a pistol.
Are so cute.
I think I would pick a pistol and probably a katana. Yeah.
Y'all are like boring. God damn, get into sci-fi. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'd be realistic pretty sci-fi during the zombie apocalypse.
Okay, fine. BFG from Doom. We'll bring
there
that
we go.
In.
That's ooh, what I'm talking
can
about.
I
like it.
Can I have like Spider-Man powers?
And the mini nuke from Fallout.
I would just take John Wick as my weapon.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And my boyfriend.
I would take just my sharp wit. I'd charm the fuck out of those zombies. I'd get them to like me.
Okay. All right, Naomi. This one, I actually did this on our last podcast episode, and I really had fun with it. It's rapid fire. Okay. So I'm going to ask you your favorite blank, and as quickly as you can, shout out your answer, okay? I got 10. Ready?
All right, it may not be accurate, but let's go.
All right, here we go. Favorite color?
Blue. Tiffany blue.
Favorite dessert?
Chocolate cake.
Favorite TV show?
First one that came to mind was Reaper, which, yeah, sure, why not? Whatever. Actually, okay. No. Schitt's Creek.
Okay, nice. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Okay. Favorite animated movie?
Favorite animated Iron Giant.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Okay, sorry. Favorite non-alcoholic beverage?
Lemonade.
Favorite video game?
Favorite video game? Zelda, the franchise, but mostly Ocarina of Time.
Okay. Favorite superhero?
Iron Man. It used to be Superman, but Iron Man. Well, okay. I say Supergirl now. I like Supergirl.
Two more. Favorite makeup brand?
Il Maquillage.
What?
Il Maquillage.
Oh, really? I keep getting ads for that. I've never actually... Okay. Final question. Favorite sexual position?
I love missionary. I know it sounds boring. I do
classic
love
missionary.
Missionary. Like, I can look him in the eyes and be like, he's loving it.
Oh.
Barry McDonald.
Well, thank you. That has been the Mika Minute.
Mika Minute. No, your answers are goodness,
did a great job.
It's like
il maquillage. That's good, right? Because I actually did the survey where they get your color correction, but I've seen a lot of reviews, and I'm not seeing a lot of super great stuff on there.
It's what I wear.
Yeah, people you look fantastic, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, people say that it makes you like they're like, oh, your skin looks great, whatever. I'm like the poreless base shit. It really does do wonders. And like the first round of like color matching didn't come out right. It was too orange. And so I told them, I showed them kind of like what it was, and they gave me a recommendation, sent me a new one for free. Worked perfect, and I've done it ever since.
Very cool.
I'm gonna try it, check it out. So I always like to end with my favorite question, which is, Naomi, what is your transition theme song?
Most Girls by Hailee Steinfeld.
Wow,
she sings.
That was really fast.
Yeah,
no, that was really good.
But yeah, Most Girls by Hailee Steinfeld is what I had Deschamps play when I was going under. So I have a playlist.
Oh, it wasn't right? Tokyo Drift.
I know, right? I missed out. I should have been like, dun, dun, dun. Anyway, so like, I have a playlist from before I transitioned of like when I was in like a depressed mood, I would play this trans playlist that kind of helped me out a little bit. It attempted to be uplifting, right? But when the one that I listened to the most was Most Girls by Hailee Steinfeld. So when I got my FFS and he asked me what I wanted to listen to while I was going under, that's the one that I said, but I knocked out before it started playing. So I went back for a second tracheal shave recently with Dr. Branchstetter from Kaiser NorCal. And she asked me and I was like, Most Girls. And I finally listened to that shit. So like, it was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Like, is that a thing they do? Because Danny, they played music for you too, right?
They did. And they played, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. And all the nurses started busting out laughing. And then I heard 10, 9, dun, 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 dun. And I was like, fuck. Yeah. And then I woke up and, Nick, the guy, was like, your friend Bree said we had to play that. And it's like, sounds about right.
It was your favorite song.
So I love all the people of that movie.
You don't like Lucas Black?
Oh, that's the guy, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the main guy. You know, I'm in Tokyo.
The guy who's in high school. He's like 40, but in high school somehow.
Yes.
Yeah. You talking about Spider-Man, the first one? Everybody looked like they were 40 and Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it's true.
That movie was, I watched 20 minutes of it after my surgery and I had to turn it off. It was terrible.
How dare you?
So yeah, that's my favorite question, Bree. I think you may have one too, right?
Yeah, I've got one single one. So now that you've been through it, who would you? And who are you going to call out to be on this show?
This
it's like the ice bucket challenge.
Pass on. You've had the other two TPT girls. Good guess.
We need to get a.
No, she's not. But she is very flaky.
Who are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. But cool. Yeah. That's we're always just looking for fun, nice people to have on because. It's just fun to talk to people.
I really recommend Cassandra.
Oh yeah, she's so cool.
I talk to, and you'll have all three of us in your little pocket.
She's a nerd too, which is fun. Yeah. She and I've been chatting about nerd stuff on like Instagram.
Yeah, she's a huge Ghostbusters fan like me. When she was having her FFS, I told her about some new Ghostbusters toys, and she was like, pre-order right now.
That's awesome. we'll reach out to her and get her on. So I guess we can jump into final thoughts, y'all, if you want. Sure. Naomi, thanks so much for coming on. Like I said, you saved my life and you've just been a wealth of knowledge. Like everything that I thought I knew about surgeries and everything got upended when we started talking because you just knew so much more than I could ever thank you to explain to me. I loved like getting to talk to you here because you're just such a sweet, very attractive girl. And hit it. There you go. Mm-hmm. Hey. Yeah, if you're ever back in New York, and just thanks for being like just a light in a dark place and being a beacon of hope. And you've really made my transition a lot better than it ever would have been had I never gotten to be your friend.
Honestly, that's the best compliment I've gotten in a long time. I'm happy to help for any of you, anybody. I know how difficult it can be, obviously, and. Yeah, reach out. Happy to answer questions when I can. I do know a lot about surgeries. I can kind of point you in the right direction, even for things that I haven't had done. And also just if you want to nerd out about things, I'm here for it too. I'm a huge nerd.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. You're so sweet.
Well, that's going to be hard to top, but I will say, Naomi, you're so sweet, so kind, so knowledgeable, very beautiful. And even though I can't speak for the opposite ear, the one I can see is very sexy. Ooh. Oh, they're both sexy. All right. Nice.
28 degrees. I'm sweating.
This thing isn't working very well.
You're really 28 up there?
It's very cold.
Oh my God, Jesus. So, anyway, Naomi, you've been delightful. You're really fun to watch from afar, just all your Insta shit and everything, and I have a good time with it, and I'm glad you came on.
No, yeah, it was a blast. I'd love to come back on. Honestly, it went way faster than I anticipated.
It always does.
I know that we aren't able to do the after hours thing. I did pull out some good lingerie for it, but hey, I bet next time maybe.
I'm not wearing any bottoms if that counts.
You're Pooh Bear in it?
Yep.
Once again, Naomi, you're a beautiful person. How do people find out, like, how do people find you on the internet? We forgot to do that part in the middle, but like, if people want to look you up, find out more about you and find out about your projects.
On Instagram, I'm Lady Naomi L, which if you do a video version of this, which I think you do, just put it there. Yep. Name Naomi Schoolcraft, which I just recently started telling people my last name on here. For a long time, I was just going by a pseudonym. But yeah, that's the place I'm at most of the time. I have a TikTok. I don't really use it right now. I should.
Same.
Just Instagram. That's pretty much where you can find me.
Awesome. Well, we'll put a bunch of links to everything and
what was the name of your OnlyFans?
My OnlyFans? I actually do have one.
Oh, you do? Hang on, let me get my pen ready.
I haven't posted in a long time. I've lost pretty much all of my followers. I've just been busy. But yeah, I actually y'all need to see this thing because this is wild. This one. So, for said spicy site, I bought this set from Honey Burdette, right? This is what I was going to wear for the After Hours show.
Okay.
This. So.
Oh my
God.
Oh my God.
This is the collar. It has a key that actually unlocks the lock, and it does this throughout the entire set. There's like locks everywhere. It's wild. Anyway,
do you like David Copperfield it and like magically escape all of it?
That's the right. That's right. Like if a guy is not smart enough to get me out of that, they don't deserve it.
I like it.
Naomi, if you ever if you ever want to just bring it to New York, that's cool. Just kidding. It's all just for Jess in the podcast. But anyways,
that's all you say amazing. In my DMs.
But well, yeah. Like I said, once again, you're just such a beautiful person inside and out, and we're so lucky to have you. And I'm sure all of our listeners are going to be over the moon just being able to hear your advice and everything. And so thank you so much again for coming on. And for everybody who's out there and all the people who've stuck around this long to listen to us, thanks for being a listener. And I guess we'll see everybody next week for Girl Dad Girls. I am that QT Danny B.
I'm Michaela Garcia.
We say Marie, bye-bye.
And our lovely guest, Naomi, thank you again. We'll see everybody next week. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
This has been a production of Girl Dad Girls Podcast. Check out new episodes every Thursday. If you are interested in knowing more, please email info@girldadgirls.com or find us on Instagram @girldadgirls. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.